Merci, Roland, comme j'ai
When I said earlier, Roland, that Morocco was had been led to create an official interministerial delegation, which is under the Prime Minister and which is in charge of elaborating and implementing, in coordination with all ministerial departments and organizations concerned, the government's policy in the area of human rights, and then follow up to resolutions and recommendations of the UPR and other bodies. The challenge for the third cycle is how to ensure strong participation by civil society and the appropriation by of society and the involvement of society in general in the implementation of these recommendations. When we have recommendations on the rights of women, on the rights of the child, etc., it is a social debate in general in our region. The societies, through one of the challenges is how to bring civil society in its plurality, in its plural composition, to help, to assist this desire of the state to implement the resolutions. The death penalty is a major social debate in my country. The situation of women is a major debate in my country, so is abortion. When we go from the level of recommendations to receiving international recommendations and into societies such as those in our region, which are affected by currents which are not favorable to universalism, the challenge is to bring civil society, the universities, think tanks, to prepare society to adopt the international recommendations, to support international values. It's not enough for states to make commitments and governments undertake this and that. And we can reiterate the Kingdom of Morocco's commitment, but the structures do exist. But this public debate has to be assisted to ensure success, to encourage society to accept international values. And the challenge of the third cycle is to bring the elites, the think tanks, the universities, and civil society to be better involved and to make them better interpret things so that the recommendations from the UPR and the treaty bodies should be accepted. And that is not easy. I don't have time to do so, but I could give you a lot of examples where the Kingdom of Morocco passed a law on the code of the family, which establishes equality between men and women. I was in the government at that time, and we had to confront a demonstration of 1 million women against the law. This shows the degree, the negative effects which are taking place. So we have this interministerial delegation, and there is the desire on the part of the state, there is the participation of the parliament. But our big challenge is to expand the participation of civil society in such a way that they should help us and that the public debate in society should encourage the acceptance of universalism and international commitments in our national.